Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. This one's for you.
So this coming weekend, myself, Joel Zammit, and three-time heavyweight champ Joel Dusha are making our sweet way to Brisbane, the city that never sleeps, and then Canberra, the city of sin, to perform some live Plumbing the Death Stars so good you'll literally shit. The Brisbane show is on the 10th, so be there or suffer the consequences, and the Canberra show is on the 11th, and the same applies. There will be consequences, I ain't fucking around. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours before they're all gone, because we might never come your way again, maybe. Honestly, the future is uncertain. So head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets, and hit me up on Twitter if you're looking to fight. Hurry, they're nearly all gone. Oh, also, friend of the show and certified dreamboat, George Dimarillis, is performing his Adelaide Fringe show, George Michael is Greek, at the Cheeky Sparrow in Perth from the 12th to the 24th of February. So if you like hearing him when he's with us, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't, then head to georgedimmer.com. That's GEORGEDIMA.com or facebook.com/thegdimmer. That's THEGDIMA. And grab your tickets now. I love George and so should you. So do yourself a damn favor and get on it. That's georgedimmer.com and facebook.com/thegdimmer.
Hello and welcome to Chapter 7 of Jaren's Outpost Rumble, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Priscilla,
you can be deputized. You can become part of the town guard. You can become a sub-commander.
Oh.
Hell, if O'Rourke dies, you could become commander, maybe even lord, if you will. But you are never going to be clean. This city, it slowly spreads its wings, is mine, and I am its god. The balloon is still gigantic, massive, elongated, and slightly misshapen, but an actual, honest-to-god castle is strapped to the bottom of the balloon.
Wow, gnomes, what are you doing?
You know what I just remembered? I forgot to give the zombies a turn. I'm going to just roll some random damage for each of you.
Mine are all dead.
Nah, I'll roll some damage for you.
Too quick.
These aren't zombies you need to fight. These are just like, because you're surrounded, taking attacks.
Attack of opportunity, yeah?
Something like that, yeah. It's a big home. One of them bites you in the arm as you're distracted by the first one. You take 8 points of damage. It tears your arm apart. Your arm begins to hang loose at your side. You hear cries from way back where the town guard are, cries of surprise. You try to crane your head to look what's going on, but you're in the thick of it. You can't see. You can hear, though, the sounds of combat coming from beyond the walls. Leo, O'Rourke, and Greg, you can almost smell the orcish assault coming in from the rear of your formation.
Man, I hate orcs so much. So full of self-loathing.
You continue to... the sabers and the town guard continue to hold their ground, but the fighting is stalled not because you're not fighting well. You're still fighting better than the enemies, but soldiers are being directed to your rear, basically, to protect against whatever's happening there.
Yeah.
So now it's like you guys had the numbers advantage, but you no longer have the numbers advantage.
It's kind of swapped into kind of like a pyramid-y shape where there's more people behind us than at the front. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Goggles.
Let's get them sub-commanders.
Get that sub-commander for me, buddy.
Pierce's turn, sorry.
All right, then. Goggles, you wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd like to charge forward. All right. You're going to have to deal with a total of 3 They're getting thin.
You watch. We'll roll mine. You'll have to deal with 13.
Well, the die type for how many zombies you have to deal with gets higher, but I'm not rolling higher.
That's right. You'll give me like 20.
No, it's...
If I get the 20, I'm going to pop the stingers out.
No, fair.
I'm on 61 and I've got a healer with me.
Yeah, I know. He's got full pelt, mate.
I should have, actually.
Pierce, you have to deal with 3.
I'll cue a moderate one and get the cleric to... We'll try like what we did before. I'll crumble him in a dust. You jump over me, smack the other and... All
right. You charge forward, try to grab him. Yep. You wrap both of your hands around the zombie's clammy head and its head just comes off.
Right, got him.
The zombie's headless body staggers around and its mouth starts like...
I'll drop it and boot it like a football.
You channel healing energy into it. The head crumbles to dust as you try to boot it, and your kick goes through the chest, which is also crumbling to dust.
That's good.
The cleric grabs you from behind, drags you back as one of the two remaining zombies tries to take a swipe at you. He whips himself and you around such that now his back is facing them, letting go of you. And he continues with the momentum, coming now with his mace around, striking the zombie, destroying it.
Yeah, bitch.
Periwinkle, you can face down the sub-commander. Piss looks like he's going okay, and so does Leo.
Great. Goggles, go for our sub-commander. Clara and I, we're going to advance.
As you charge forward, an arrow flies over you towards the sub-commander. It skips off his shoulder pauldron, though. Not doing any damage. You and Clara charge in. What would you like to do? What would you like Clara to do?
How many zombies are we facing?
It's a sub-commander.
Oh, well, because we killed...
You killed the line of zombies.
The line of zombies. Well,
You're nearly to the center of this square.
Clara's there.
If you kill this sub-commander, you're going to be fighting your way now into the rear of the group fighting the
They'll have their backs to us, though.
Yep.
Yes. All right. I put Silver Steel away because I'm charging into this guy. I've got a healer with me. I pop my gauntlets. It's on, bitch.
You swing, and this sub-commander, you immediately can tell, is a lot better at combat. As he steps back, he raises his helmet to look at you properly, and you can tell that it's Lord Triton.
Ariel's dad?
God? Roman god, sorry. No? Yes.
Lord Triton was... head of the town guard before Eaton went insane, before all of this happened. He was commander to Tolton.
And technically me too, I guess, at some point.
Well, you never really spoke with him.
No, I was just way, way down. Does he recognize me?
He whispers to you through the combat, Periwinkle, join us. You swing again, but maybe you're confused this time and he dodges the blow easily. You can't land a hit on
what?
It.
Excuse
Join
me.
You? How about fuck no, Clara?
Join you? How about fuck you?
Clara comes round from the side and tries to blindside him. He grabs the head of her mace as she swings and then crushes it to dust.
He's a little bit magic.
He's a little bit more than...
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge magic.
The other dickheads.
Right. Leo.
So where am I? Because I went over and killed or am I just back to the...
You're back to your... You get sucked back into your...
I do a couple of backflips.
No, you can fight with them if you want, but then like they'll start coming in from one side. You guys are like... So Periwinkle is the tip of the spear, charging forwards. You guys are on his flanks, making sure he doesn't get attacked from either side.
Right.
It's so kind of important that you guys move together.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave, I guess... Greg Pierce where I was and go towards where Evelyn is.
Slot back into your chance, into your lane.
I kind of like glitch the game like
you are finally facing 7 zombies.
Ah shit.
Holy shit.
I was so surprised I didn't have to face zombies and then I remembered I killed them like ages ago.
You killed 1 zombie. That was what was behind that sub-commander.
Oh, that's what I got instead of the sub-commander.
No, remember you threw that thing and I'm like, you killed the zombies behind him?
Oh, yeah.
It was a zombie.
So 7 here?
And then the sub-commander.
Just a commander, not even a sub-commander.
Titan. 7 here. Right.
Triton.
Evelyn?
Yep.
I think this is
the first name that came to mind.
This is time to use your AoE. Those 7.
She holds up her holy symbol in front of the 7 zombies barreling towards her and yells, Lady Willow commands you! Die, foul beasts!
Kalara, meanwhile, standing over somewhere going,
she rolls her eyes.
More like Lady Lame. Yeah.
Of the seven, six of them, when motes of light leap forward off her holy symbol, decimating rows of zombies before her, of the seven, only one remains.
Oh, shit.
I have a golden liquid, then PW. What does that mean?
That'd be golden liquid would be a pierce. No, it'd be a daylight pellet.
Yes, yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, we both had one. I called it a light pollution bomb.
Ah, yes.
And yes, that's not the name of it either.
And the vial of oil, how long is that? What does that mean? The vial of oil with the blessing oil.
Oh, that's one probably use? Already gone. Yeah, it's one
use.
Yeah,
all right, then it's gone. That's definitely gone. All right, then I'm going to try and thunder stab and venom stab, but not venom stab.
Okay, that was confusing, but I understood what you meant.
Use the dagger, but
Thunderstab and regular stab.
Yes.
As we like to call it at home.
But with the venom stab. Yeah. But not using the activating.
You start slashing and stabbing and doing whatever you can to this zombie.
I'm an idiot. Go for the head, Leo. Are you short?
You destroy it.
Yay!
You cut it into so many ribbons that there's not enough of it to stay standing, and it starts falling apart.
You're a genius, Leo.
You're standing...
Gosh, you're clever.
You stand before the commander in front of you as well. You see his face. He's not wearing a helmet, but you don't recognize him. You maybe know that he is someone important, but you couldn't put a name to the face.
Evelyn, do you know who that is?
I came here after everything happened.
What the hell are you asking me for?
No, fair.
I've never seen this man before in my life.
Okay, then.
Fuck. Just sassy had like, Evelyn.
Just had a word from like, just sassy out of nowhere. That he said he could be important. But I
he
guess
he just looks
not.
Like someone important. And you assume he is.
Time for the Zambos. And Subcommanders.
Does Evelyn have any other weapons? No.
The town guards show their fucking true colors today.
Turning tail and running.
My God, cowards.
No, the sabers in their charge have to charge around a set of stables. And because of that, the vast majority of their force is hampered because bursting out of the stables like a force. It's hard to describe. All you could say is like specters or ghosts, perhaps.
Shit.
They swoop in at the sabers, knocking a bunch off their horses, scaring a ton of them, and causing general chaos. The sabers begin to become beleaguered. Parts of them become separated and have to fight on their own. The sabers are doing a very poor job. But when the orcs try to push through the gates, and you can see the orcs now, the town guards step up. Unaffected by the specters, because the sabers are dealing with them, the town guard take on both the orcs and the undead on their own and hold their own.
Oh. Yeah!
Heroes.
They're all getting promotions if I survive this fight.
The orcish chieftain, you can tell because of his headdress and characteristic armor.
Hey, it's that guy again.
I haven't seen you since the start of the game.
Chieftain Whiplock. Screams, bellows, standing upon parts of the broken wall up the other end. So they've attacked both ends of your formation, isolating you like you isolated them. And he stands upon rubble, screaming, bellowing orders. He grabs in both hands his giant axe, hefts it into the crowd. His axe cuts through two town guards, embedding deep in a third. And then he reaches out. Giant bolt of lightning leaps from his hand to the axe, and then the axe sails back into his hands. He cries out victoriously and, taking some of the blood off the axe, wipes it on his face to show his superiority.
God, I hate orcs.
Classic orc moves.
16 town guard aim bows at Whiplock. All of them at least unleash at once. Whiplock is so peppered with arrows, he drops the axe and collapses.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Got him in one. It's going to be a bloody six-pack for the boys.
Whiplock has been slain.
Fuck. Whiplock's dead.
Yeah.
Town guard are kicking ass.
The orc shaman, Shaman Getz, takes over. She's on the other side behind where you guys are.
Mm. That's all right.
Magic, though.
Never I hope someone gets that axe.
Pierce, how many zombies are you fighting?
You're an orc.
It tries to attack. It... just hopelessly throws itself against the cleric's shield. Periwinkle.
Yeah.
Lord Triton, still holding Clara's broken weapon, yanks her forward onto his sword.
Mm.
Oh, no. Adam.
Crit fumble.
Pointy end goes there. As he drags her in, he snarls at her, "I'll kill you, you bitch." She, with her free hand, grabs the sword, wrests it from his control, and points it instead at him. And when they slam together, it embeds into him. She snarls back at him, "You first."
That's good. That's good shit.
He takes 1 point of con damage.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. Assume goggles are still pinging arrows.
Oh, that'll be on your turn.
Okay, sorry.
They separate. He pulls the sword and tries to slash at her. Mm. She slams the sword down with a gauntleted fist and it skips off dirt. Leo, the guy you and Evelyn are fighting.
Clara's a good fighter.
You're important, yeah?
Some capacity.
He reaches out with a hand, and a gigantic bolt of lightning leaps from his hand and blasts through you, through Evelyn, and down a line of town guard.
Rude.
He kills 9 members of the town guard.
Some bitch.
Fucking sub-commanders. God damn it. Tell you what.
It's all right, we'll get him. My guy.
And deals.
Oh, no. That was a lot of die. That was a lot of
16
die.
Points of damage to you and Evelyn.
Oh.
Poof.
I did not roll out of the way in time.
No, your reflexes cannot do lightning.
They are frazzled.
Piss.
Hey, so I have a flask of holy water.
Mm.
If I pull my health potion trick again and smash it and stab, is it going to do any extra damage because it's bathed in holy water?
You can just pour the. You can just hit it with the holy water.
No, but then it's like a permanent weapon.
It's a metal container, so no.
Oh, okay. Now just pour holy water on the zombie.
Meh. Pour it on your loot.
Oh yeah, I'll lube up my loot with holy water.
That'll be your action.
That's fine. Then the cleric can get it.
Pour holy water just on the cleric.
The cleric gives you an odd look.
Don't fucking eyeball me.
He slams the zombie with his shield and hits it with his mace. The zombie goes down. It's you standing before a commander.
Oh, you're right.
Hello.
What's up, geezer? You looking to rumble?
Do you recognize this one?
You recognize this one? Show him my dick.
Have me and you...
Have you recognized this one? No? Your wife might.
That's a woman.
Fuck you. Well, does
you know
recognize?
Her as Lady Forrester?
Have we ever slept together?
Nah, she's way too nice for you.
That's fair.
But she has slept with his daughter. Mm.
You know Lady Forrester is more of a mage than a fighter?
Okay.
You know that she has a powerful natural magics about her. You are aware of the concept of a druid.
Oh.
You wonder where her tiger is.
Hmm. Uh-oh.
Well.
Oh.
Then.
You wonder no more.
It is Periwinkle's turn. You continue to fight Lord Triton?
Yeah, yeah. I've still got... do I want to just go back to the sword? No, I'll just use the gauntlets one more time and just go for him.
Do the...
Apis?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring the stingers out. Apis, bang.
Full bloody power, mate.
What's that look, Adam? Come on now. Be a cool guy.
Uh-oh. Well, also, Goggles is firing arrows, right?
Yes.
Hey!
No.
Oh.
I guess one hand was good. One hand was a bad.
Unless it's like what happened to me that other time.
And they're just bad.
Where no, I killed the guys, but then I couldn't make the gauntlets go away.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm fucked.
I don't know what's happening, but I don't know
what's happening either.
Choosing like a lot of different cards.
It's picking up fails and haps. I don't know what's going on. Oh, jeez. Hope is just like, he's just like, and you missed.
Yeah.
Go fish. okay, first, you go low, stabbing him in the belly, looking him dead in the eyes. He turns from Clara to look at you, surprised, and you begin to just work your stinger all around in his gut. You feel it, because you have sensation through it. You feel it catch on his lungs, and you drag them down and around. As you drag them down and around, you feel it catch on his intestines. You drag them up and around.
Oh.
You feel it wrap around. His heart begin to wrap around. You're just churning his insides like a big pot of spaghetti that you've put a spoon in and stirred around. Organ scramble. Double damage and a D6 con damage.
Oh, Jesus. He's con stuff. As I'm doing this, I'm looking him dead in the eyes and I just say, "No, I'm good, thanks."
Oh, yeah.
You deal. Jesus H.
Jesus H. Willikers.
I hope Goggles got him with an arrow as well. And then Clara's going to hit him.
Oh, fuck. You've destroyed him. Decimated.
You deal 42 points of damage.
Call the cops. That's crazy.
Uh-huh. And 1 point of constitution damage. Then, as you swing with your next blow, his gauntleted fist grabs your gauntleted fist, jerks. You hear a snapping in your arm. And he redirects your blow into your eyes.
Jesus.
The world goes dark.
Oh, am I blind? Or am I dead?
Go for the eyes.
Uh-oh.
Both eyes?
Everything is dark. Also, you take 3 points of damage from your aphid.
That's right. Can I still tell Goggles and... Have I told Goggles and Clara what to do?
Maybe they can. You can tell them what to... What did you want them to do?
Well, Goggles, I wanted to shoot an arrow at Dickface. Yeah. I'm now going to tell Clara, fix my eyes.
You feel a gentle hand on your shoulder, and she says, "I can't."
Good.
Oh, fuck.
You're now my eyes.
All right, then. You hear her yell out, "I'm draining his hit points." And right in front of you, you hear,
So I guess, did Goggles get anyone with an arrow?
Goggles missed.
Fuck you, Goggles. I don't mean that.
She drains 25 hit points from the man.
Ooh. Fuck me.
How is he still alive?
He's a powerful boy.
They're tough.
I'm about to get eaten by a tiger.
Hey, I can't see and I'm deaf in one ear.
Right. I'm going to tell Evelyn if we can try that maneuver we did again where she just bum rushes and I try and do that sneak attack behind.
You're like... you're using the sentence "and that sneak attack behind," and you realize you're talking to a giant cloud of dust in the shape of Ethelyn. She's charging forward, got her sword in a readied stance, screaming.
I try and run and do a flip overhead. Let's try and get that sneak attack.
She slams into this guy, piercing him straight through the belly. He doubles over in agony. She deals 17 points of damage to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very you nice. Run over her back, grabbing his tunic as you come down, and you stab once. Then when you've got that dagger, you stab a second time. Your second dagger skips off the back of his armor, but your first dagger deals 15 points of damage to him.
Sick.
Then it is...
The tiger's turn.
Time to get at by a tiger.
Shine bright like a tiger.
Shine bright like a tiger. You're not wondering where the tiger is for very long.
Yeah.
A field mouse scampers towards you.
Oh.
It leaps through the air at you. And as it leaps, it turns into a tiger mid-jump.
Ah, fuck.
The tiger, odds or evens?
Odds.
Lands on you.
Fuck!
Jeez.
Fuck, Pierce, you're the luckiest boy in the world.
Ho-ho! Eat shit, tiger.
Eat dirt, actually. Eat dirt. You fall prone and are blinded for 3 rounds.
Blind tiger, get it good.
That's great.
The tiger falls forward, and as it goes down, or leaps over you too far, And as it comes down, the cleric swings with his Morningstar, catching the tiger right in its face. It yips and then tumbles end over end into the dirt.
Awesome.
The cleric spins around such that his back is to you. He says, "You got the woman?"
Oh, his. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. The woman.
Yeah, I bet I don't.
I bet I don't.
Charges forwards with a scimitar. She screams.
All right. Good.
Slashes at you with the scimitar. You take 5 points of damage.
All good. It's all right. That's not mean. Am I good with it? The tiger's blind and prone. Give me the tiger, cleric.
Fair, right?
What the fuck? Rude dick.
Odds or evens?
Is that directed at me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Odds?
Odds.
I meant evens, so that's good.
Here we go.
Clara screams.
Ah. Oh, shit.
Oh, I can't tell what's happening because I'm blind.
Oh, no. If Clara dies, you're just
a blind boy.
A blind boy in the middle of ghouls.
Goggles not
She screams, away. My hand! You feel something warm splash on your face.
I don't like that. I don't know what's going on.
Then Leo. The guy slowly starts pulling himself off Evelyn's sword and backing up.
No, no, no.
No, no. None of this.
He gets a couple feet away from you and then wind. A burst of wind buffets both you and Evelyn.
Shit.
Both of you fall prone and are blown far back away from him. You don't take any damage, but he's not fighting you anymore. You got to deal with some zombies next turn.
Ah, damn it.
You got to deal with 8 zombies.
Oh. 8? Oh, Mios Dio.
Mios Dio, Superman.
I think I've cursed this by saying that we were winning, and now I'm blind. Greg Piss is fighting a monster lady. And you're in zombies again.
Yes. You're back in zombie town, USA. Don't worry, maybe the guard will come and help us. Are the sabers?
The sabers get a hold of themselves and begin cutting down the specters. As they are the only people who can have magical weapons, they take it upon themselves to blunt the force of the specters against the town guard. They take heavy losses, but in the fight, they begin to win against the thousands of spectral soldiers. They're slowly making progress, and some of them begin mounting up again and charging into the undead hordes. Some of them even devote themselves to the orcs. And as the orc chieftain starts casting a prayer over the enemy soldiers, reaching out with an empty hand and an outstretched arm holding a stick with some sort of weird magical rattle on it, mid-spell, a saber rides past, swings a sword and lops the shaman's head off.
Yes. Oh, so far, the orcs have been about as useful as my eyes in this fight.
Leaderless, the orcs begin to flee. Town guard chase them and cut them down easily.
Excellent.
Good.
I mean, like, a massive
The orcish forces go from, like, 800 to maybe 400 in the matter of, like, 30 seconds.
Sweet.
Town guard destroy them.
Town guard has been doing very well, gotta say.
Pierce.
Right. I would like to. I'll just cast like confusion on her. Just regular confusion.
You see her throw it off as if it were nothing.
Fuck, damn.
Never mind then.
The cleric, what do you want him to do? Change with you?
Yeah. All right. Swap places.
You swap around. The cleric barrels forward towards her.
On you, Gavin.
He swings, but she ducks underneath the blow and laughs at him.
Rude.
Shit.
Periwinkle.
You're blind. I'm blind, but he's still holding onto the gauntlet that's like pinned me in the face. So we're still close to one another. Yeah,
you can still feel him breathing on you.
Great. He's got a visor, yeah?
Yes.
Am I close enough to like grab the helmet?
You could try. You're blind though, so it's like, where is it?
What are my chances of grabbing the helmet and just slamming bees into the visor, into the helmet and shutting the visor on him?
50-50.
That's good odds.
Fuck it. My odds are going to be the same whether I try and hit him with my gauntlets as well, because I'm too... Right.
You're going to take damage even if you jam it into his thing. Bees will come out.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I'll cop it.
The bees do not obey you.
No, I know.
They just attack whatever's in the area.
And then shut the visor on him to try to trap them in the helmet as much as possible.
All right, 50...
also, noodle... noodle. Goggles is... arrowing.
I can't hit him with you in the way, boss!
Ha ha! How bad's Clara hurt?
She's standing.
Good.
That's something.
I'm right here.
Highs
or lows? Highs. You guessed wrong. Try again.
Lows.
Wait a second. This is a trap.
You sure lows?
No,
wait.
Go with highs.
Highs, yeah. Wait, what was the thing we did with the tiger that time? I got a choice. No, I'm sticking with highs.
Sticking with highs?
Oh,
nah, you shouldn't have. Damn. You try to grab his visor, but you miss. You still want to use bees?
Well, no, if I don't get his visor, I don't want to use bees. Can I just try to...
You can try again.
Try again?
Yeah.
Great, I'll try again.
You get two attacks. Highs or lows?
I'm going to go lows this time.
You guessed right. You want to keep it?
Yes.
You guessed right. You grab his helmet, pop it open, and then jam bees into his face. What the hell are bees?
Why is it shut?
Fuck you, Periwinkle! Fuck!
Jesus. What a way to go.
If I could see the look on your face now.
What level bees?
They're just the small, the last bees I've got.
All right. You and him.
I should have treated him.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be more people.
You and him both take 12 points of damage.
That's all right.
He goes down. Oh, you hear him like hit the dirt. In any case, Goggles yells from behind you. You got him, boss!
Clara! Is it her turn? Could she heal herself?
Yeah, you hear Clara muttering. Oh God, oh God, goddess, please. Please bring me my hand back.
Oh no.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Who can he definitely Leo?
That. Right. 8 zombies, huh? Okay then. So,
okay, what are we going to do here?
So, I'm going to order Evelyn to try and chop as many as she can, and then I will mop up the dregs.
That's a good fair point. Call.
Send wood into them.
Yeah. I can't. I already used up my spells.
That's such a shame. Yeah. How many spells do you have a day?
Just two. I got the zero level spells, but they're useless as shit.
Yeah. I'm looking at my zero level. I'm just being like
dancing. Yeah, I'm looking at my spells.
Evelyn catches her greatsword, has on the end, it's got a flare, a barb almost to it, as if it were designed like an arrow. You did not know why that was the case until now. You notice that that is what hooked that first zombie. And she uses that again to hook this zombie, which she picks up and then bodily throws it back in the direction you came, almost directing it, or you think purposely, directing it at the commander that you guys were fighting. She screams into the crowd, "I'll kill you! I'm going to wear your teeth!" The zombie lands in between Evelyn and the sub-commander, who is white in the face looking at Evelyn.
Is Evelyn just a human?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Half barbarian.
Half barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
Pubarian.
Then, Leo. Oh, she kills one of them. Leo?
So I can't run past these guys, can I?
7 attacks of op.
I don't run past them. I'll try and stab a couple. Try and get, behind Evelyn and just...
You try to fight ones that Evelyn isn't fighting. You slash a dozen times at the legs of one of them. It topples over backwards like a tree. Thwomp! Hits the dirt and does not get up. Right. It's not dead, but it can't get up.
May as well be.
It's no longer a hazard. Then...
6 of them now.
Sabers and Tamgard and all our friends.
3 of the zombies attempt to grab at Evelyn, but she whips once with her sword a second time. And you don't think zombies can feel fear, but they frankly look like they're showing fear.
She's a scary lady. Let's go with some evens.
Evens. The other 3 zombies try to charge you, Leo, but Evelyn steps in between you and the zombies and screams at them. Spittle flies from her face at the zombies. They slow down to engage her. She grabs one of them and slams the other 2 with them.
I'm afraid.
She's amazing.
She's like a powerhouse.
I don't want to admit this, but Periwinkle.
You can't see this. You can't. You don't have to. You don't have to admit this.
Good.
Piss, the tiger gets up.
Oh, fuck.
It's trying to find you, but it can't.
Oh, that's good.
The lord that you're fighting, Lord Lady Forrester,
yeah,
grabs a mound of dirt and hurls it at the cleric. It strikes the cleric in the chest, and vines wrap around the cleric.
Ah, shit.
They try to wrap around him, but he grabs the big, massive vines and tentacles and tears it off him, chucking it to the ground.
Hero.
It crumples up into dead leaves.
Good, good, good.
Periwinkle, your one's dead.
Yep.
And
there's no one near us for a little bit.
No, yeah, you get a round of relief.
Oh, I'm going to have a potion.
Take a breather.
Take a breather, man. Have a smoker.
Yeah, have a smoker. Fix your eyes.
Oh, but I don't think I can. I imagine Evelyn would be able to fix my eyes.
Yeah.
Or
Cleric, Gavin. Mate.
Yeah. Evelyn or Dickhead.
Evelyn or Dickhead might be able to sort you out.
With the orcs retreating and the spectres dealt with, the town guard and the sabres turn their attentions back on the undead. The fight has turned from lopsided against them, lopsided against you, even lopsided against them.
Yes.
You begin winning again. The town guard and sabers begin making progress. You can see that good. On the opposite side, they're nearly to you.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's going to be useful.
All right. Pierce.
Stay on the cleric. Can I jump on the back of the tiger's head and like almost mount the tiger and then slam my loot onto the back of its head?
Because the tiger's blind, if you... Yeah, you can try.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Like we're getting an explanation, right? Which is like, no, you know what? Fuck it. Just give it a crack.
Just do what you need to.
Have a red hot go, Sonny Jim. Get in there, bud.
If a bad, I assume a... Oh, gosh, who knows?
Adam's looking at stuff.
Do you know what magic I gave you, loot? Yep, that's right. Keen.
Yep. It's a sharp loot.
Yeah, it's got like a...
A razor edge.
It's like a shiv loot.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, oh
crit. Sick.
Fully crit.
Fully crit, motherfucker.
Broken leg. Normal damage and a d4 con and dex damage. Target speeds are reduced by half until healed.
All right.
You leap onto it and slam downwards, breaking one of its front paws. The tiger cries out in pain.
Awesome.
So does Lady Forrester.
Yeah, good.
Are they connected?
Yeah.
They's
so linked. Does she get hurt as well?
You deal maybe 4 points of damage to it, and
it,
2 points of con damage and dex damage, breaking its leg.
Jesus.
Do I stay?
What do you like the cleric to
do? Stay on the druid, mate. Get the druid, dickhead. I got the tiger.
He barrels forward. You're going to kill me? Are you going to kill me? She yells as he charges forward.
That's scary.
I hope the answer is just yes.
Yes.
You whip around to see the cleric tackle Lady Forrester to the ground. He puts a hand to her forehead and says, I'm going to do more than that.
What?
He's definitely going to be able to bring back my eyes.
He begins pulling at something on her face. You're not sure what's happening until... You recognize it from when the blood cultist did it to you.
Oh, boy.
He begins pulling her soul out through her mouth.
Man.
Whoa.
Wait, shit. If her soul goes, am I just riding a normal tiger?
He finishes with a flourish.
Eat the soul.
Tearing her soul out through her mouth. He lets it go.
No, no, chuck it to me. Damn it.
No, you don't. You all see the soul streaking towards the sky.
What was that weird noise that sounded like a soul streaking towards the sky?
Lady Forrester convulses and then goes still.
Ah, damn it, that delicious soul.
The tiger turns back into a regular tiger and starts freaking out.
No. I like to think you've now just got a taste for souls.
I do a bit.
Like, what could be delicious?
Oh, look at that one go. Oh.
Periwinkle, your vision returns.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Well,
just
that's
in
good.
Time to see it disappear into the clouds.
That's weird. So I look around.
You're clear. You can start charging towards the other side.
Clara's good.
Clara's like, you know, in Deadpool, like the little baby hand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like that, rapidly growing to a full-sized hand.
Cool, so she'd be doing that. I'm going to have a potion. Because I've got three, I think. I'm going to have one of them.
What potion is it?
Does it moderate. Well, the ones that he's got
cure
as well.
Moderate
we split the ones that you used to have.
You recover 17 hit points.
Great. Am I on plus 50?
There's still a one sub-commander left.
Yours?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a tiger.
You're on 65.
And a couple of zombies.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
No, wait. Whatever. 65. Cool. I think I did the maths wrong.
That's all right. I was doing bad maths too. I was on like not as high as I thought I could be. Anyway. Well, I don't need Clara to heal me. She's healing herself. Goggles. Get that commander.
Aye, sir. His arrow lands true in the commander's thigh. What the fuck? He cries. 7 points of damage. Oh, he's down.
Hey, we've killed all the commanders.
What the fuck? He falls over.
No one's fighting anyone?
I've got some zombies.
Riding a tiger.
But... Everyone's there helping you though, right?
Yeah.
The fight begins to die down. Pierce, if you want to just get off the tiger.
Can I get off the tiger and like smack it on the bum so it runs into the zombies?
Yeah.
Do that. Get him, dickhead. Not you, dickhead.
The tiger runs into a group of zombies, freaks out and starts attacking them.
Yeah, good.
You guys stand in the clearing in the center. There's no human allies of Eaton left. Just a horde of zombies that are slowly being picked off.
Which are at the other side where we're sandwiching them in.
Yep, your men start slowly trickling through to the other side. The zombies are hopelessly surrounded. Oh, cool. They start being cut down.
So are we winning?
You take a breather, each of you.
Sick. So we got cool. Those six or four that were good.
Yeah, no, she killed them all.
Yeah, like, it's not a... The town guard and the sabers are doing so well now. Zombies are not a hassle for you guys anymore.
Right.
Great. Do we all just... Does anyone need some healing?
Yeah, get some potion.
How are we all doing?
Evelyn looks very tired. She's...
Can she heal herself?
No, she's not like in... She's not wounded. She's just tired.
Barbarian rage, yeah.
Clara turns around and says, I can turn, but I'm out of magic.
What's turn mean?
Oh, that's the AoE burst.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, no, that's turn
cool.
Undead.
That's cool.
I'll down a potion.
The cleric says, I've got some magic left, but... Taking souls is not easy.
That's okay. I've had a moderate potion. I'm on a reasonable amount of health.
What health am I on?
You are, by my count, on 15.
And this boy?
Oh.
39.
This boy's...
You're on 39.
Oh, cool.
Pierce is on 15. Sorry.
What's my max?
Do you need a health potion?
77. Yes.
I give Pierce a health potion.
All right. Health potion?
Cure moderate. You know what? Have three. As in, like, here's
just
three.
Just to have.
Pierce, you recover 13 hit points.
These are my health potions.
Yeah, no.
These were for us.
So you have two. You've got two.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So I'm on like...
I've got 30, two left.
28.
Do I have one more to get myself all the way to 70-something? Oh, right, I'll just say it's 65. Well,
I got four left. It's fine.
I've got two left.
The sky is blotted out by darkness.
This cunt.
Where's me fucking shadow, Eaton? Tell your fucking
Do what. You think this fight is over? He swoops down over the town guard who scatter in his presence. He breathes a burst of acid... It slams like...
Good thing I've got that cloak on.
Making a giant line along the ground. In one attack, Eaton kills...
Uh-oh.
25 members of the town guard.
Well, I've got the cloak on, so I should be
safe
there.
Yeah, well, you get that cloak. You get the cloak resistance.
If I have the resist energy acid potion, do I drink that to up my acid resistance?
Yes.
All right.
Each of you... Feel a wave of fear clutch at you.
Oh, boy.
All of you are frozen, unable to move, just gazing at the creature. It swoops down again.
Uh-oh.
A 91 guards and members of the Sabres are killed. It slams into the ground, swiping, bang, bang, tearing giant swathes out of the ground. A spell rips out of one of its hands like the giant lightning bolt, but so much bigger. A large section of the keep is blasted apart and showers of rocks fall down upon the crowd. People are being killed left, right, and center.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
You're still rooted to the ground in fear, unable to act. Damien Eaton kills 38 people, stomping on them.
I knew Damien Eaton was the winning ticket.
I knew Damien Eaton was the winning ticket.
Finally,
Damien Eaton stops stomping around and turns to face you three.
Uh-oh.
Do you think this is over? I am worth 1,000 of your armies. Finally, you're able to move. I'm going to go to initiative because this is a classic fight. We're going to forget the little army all around you because, fuck, they do not care about fighting this dragon.
NPCs, they're gone too.
All right. So, your little cleric buddy, Piss.
Yep.
Rooted to the ground in fear.
Come on, Ed.
Clara and Goggles.
Rooted to the ground in fear. Cannot move. Clara. Charges up next to you. I've got your back.
Yeah, Clara.
Evelyn.
Come on, Evelyn. You got this.
Evelyn shakes her head, holding her sword tight, says, I'm ready to die.
Gotcha.
Mad. It's good to know. Sick. Cheers, man.
I've got a really, really bad idea.
You're going to try and tree its mouth, aren't you? Sick.
Classic D&D, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just kind of like, I got nothing.
That fucking...
Not loot the...
God damn it, I hate not following the rules.
What's this?
Just jokes muttered under my breath.
I'm sad I'm not still full of souls. Because what a great moment to be like, I slit my own throat.
There's only so many games we can end with you doing that.
That's true. How many games end with your suicide?
Too fucking many. It's always the best move in the... Like, it's never my fault. It's always the right thing to do. I've not died, though, in this game, which is, like, very fucking notable.
You have come real close.
Yeah.
So close.
It's spectacular.
I've nearly killed you. Eaton's nearly killed you. The blood cult's
nearly
killed you.
I've nearly
killed you.
Yeah. We locked you in the vault. You were dead, pretty much. Yep, Leo's nearly killed you.
Pisses don't die. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Pisses don't die.
Piss all right. Piss don't.
You act first.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Just give me one tick while I grab the monster manual.
Oh. Just so you're aware, Piss, I've got a real bad idea.
Okay.
But it's thinking like piss.
That's good. All the best ideas do.
All right. Piss?
I would like to cast Confusion on it. It's my last go of Confusion for the day, and I doubt it'll work.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You are not even able to overcome the creature's spell resistance. Some creatures, like dragons, are so powerfully charged magically that when a spell attempts to affect them, it has a chance to just... Not like it's if it's just so much weaker than their natural magic, it just has a chance to not affect them. That's what happens here. It doesn't even get to a will save.
Fuck.
Oh.
You can move if you want.
Do I think I'll be safer under it? Like, is it of such a size that if
a pack of op as you approach?
Oh, right. Nah, whatever. I'll move behind the cleric.
He's not in this combat.
Oh, okay.
You may not use anyone who does not participate.
That's fair.
No, you can move behind Clara or Evelyn.
I'll do that then. I'll move behind Clara.
Then it is Clara and Evelyn's turn. Both of them charge. No, wait. Clara stays behind. Clara casts some of her last magic. All of you feel bolstered. You get bonuses to attack and damage.
Sweet.
All right.
Evelyn, screaming, charges forward. The eaten dragon tries to chomp at her. It grabs her, lifts her up, and tosses her into the air.
Shit.
You can faintly hear from Evelyn. She comes down on the dragon with her sword.
Evelyn's kind of amazing.
Evelyn's like this good mixture of dangerous and crazy. It's what you're looking
for. All religious zealots are.
Yeah.
She deals 11 points of damage to the dragon eaten.
Is she on it now?
Yes. She's on its back, slowly sliding down with her sword embedded in.
That's awesome.
Periwinkle.
All right. I drink my resist energy acid potion, and I've got that energy acid cloak thing. Yep. Pull out silver steel and just run at the fucking dragon. Just...
Silver steel is white hot in your hands.
Let's do this shit. I run, and I just jump at its gaping mouth.
Hello, beastie.
That's exactly what I yell. Hello, beastie.
Jackson Bailey getting two Pirates of the Caribbean references in. Doing good.
Yeah.
As for you, Mr. Turner, feel free to go ashore. The very next time we make port.
Oh, it's such the it's but it's the this bit. It's the very next time we make port.
It's because he's having such a good time. He thinks he's so funny, and that's awesome.
You slash with silver steel.
Oh no, no, I'm not slashing. I'm jumping into this fucker's mouth.
Its mouth is looking at Evelyn right now.
Can I still attempt to jump in its mouth?
You reach the base of the dragon and begin trying to climb up. You can climb. You can just climb, or you can attack. Just climbing, you get further.
Yeah, I'm climbing this bitch's mouth.
Yeah, good. All right. So as you climb up, you pass Evelyn on her way down.
High five.
Sup, Ev?
She smiles.
What the fuck are they doing?
Climb the dragon.
I think Adam knows what I'm trying to do. I know Zammit knows what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm.
Leo has no fucking clue, but Zammit is like, sick.
Gosh, I hope it works.
Yes.
Me too.
The dragon rolls over with you on it.
Uh-oh.
It bites at you.
Great. Get in your jaws.
But
eat
it can't like, no. It can't get its massive maw at you.
What if I wanted to, though?
It just can't reach around. Oh. It's two of its claws slash at you. It rends you apart with its claws. Then two of its wings wrap around and bang, bang, slam into you. The wings, which when stretched, one of them is as large as or as tall as a four-story building, do considerable damage.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Then its tail...
Fucking hell.
Is it also hurting itself? Because I'm on its like neck, I assume.
Nah, it's like hitting yourself. It's not the same thing. Okay. So.
Oh boy. He just took the brunt of a dragon.
He took all of its attacks.
Fuck.
Except its mouth.
Two claws.
I just wanted to get in its mouth. Why couldn't it eat me? That's all I wanted it to do.
No, that's like.
Swallow me.
Two wings. One of them.
Oh shit.
A critical hit.
It's alright. I'm and prepared to die today.
And
but then
it's
who's
tail.
The captain?
You'll be captain.
Incidentally, Jack, as you were asking
before.
Nah, Goggles
will be captain. Don't be ridiculous.
Yes, it has a crush attack. If you get underneath it, it can just lay down on
you.
Yeah,
okay, cool. Good to know.
It's impossible to tell which blow is which. It's just like a hailstorm, but instead of water droplets, pain.
Yeah, nah, cool.
You take 30 points of damage. And when, and after the wings have buffeted you and the tail has slammed into you, at first you thought, like, that the air had just left your lungs, but now you notice that the air will not return to your lungs.
I've got a punctured lung.
No, you got a crushed trachea.
Oh!
What does that mean?
I can't breathe.
You can't breathe.
Shit.
What do I lose every turn?
You don't lose anything. You just slowly suffocate.
Yeah, can I perform a tracheotomy?
Not while on the back of a dragon.
I'm just trying to get to its mouth still.
Hmm? Well, you can't do both. You have to let go of it if you want to perform a trachea.
Or I could keep trying to go for its mouth.
Mm-hmm. You got, what's your constitution? Oh, pretty good. You got 12 rounds before you start suffocating.
Oh. All right. I'm going
but
for its mouth
suffocation
still.
Suffocation is scary because every round you roll, it gets a bit harder every round, just a teensy bit. And it starts so easy. But... the first time you fail, unconscious. Then, the next round, no save, dead. Ooh. Fine, unconscious, dead.
That's 12 rounds away, though.
Like that. Those 12 rounds will pass like the blink of a cat's eye.
Not if I hit it out of a cunt's mouth.
Blink of a cat's eye.
Leo.
Okay.
Sorry
okay.
about all that.
Okay.
You can sneak attack this thing, BT Dubs.
Cool. Can I look around to see if there's anything I can grab from the fallen commanders?
That'd be, like, too long to check one of them and, like, keep going over.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, then I'm going to try and run and sneak attack somehow while it's distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you want, you can sneak attack this round, but it's an attack of op.
Sure.
All right.
Oh,
sneak attack with a dagger.
The dragon's head slams into the dirt where you were, but a moment before, you're on the right side of it, you can sneak attack.
With both daggers of venom
near its head
and thundering, and I'm going to use the venom. Just
Go nuts.
Just go nuts. Anything I can, just...
Your venom attack misses, but your thundering attack hits.
What's good against acid?
I'll see if I've got anything that would help me do it. I've got sealing wax. I can perform a tracheotomy and then seal it up.
Yeah.
With the locket.
Oh, imagine if you were breathing through the... Is it a locket with your wife in it?
No, it's the locket of that other guy's wife.
That's funny. What I need right now is a little bit of concentrated full moon that I can just glug, 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 glug. Guess what? Now I'm...
No. I hate that voice.
Can we make this fight just take another 33 days, please?
Can you control when you become a were-rat?
No. I think it's like a when you get were-ratism, it's a random chance as to what kind. And I got the kind where I just don't even know what the fuck's going on kind.
You deal 20 points of damage.
Oh, nice.
Cool. The most damage anyone's dealt so far.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So your second blow stabs deep into a muscle. The muscle makes one of its legs jerk, and it hits itself with its own paw.
Stop hitting yourself, dickhead.
Pierce.
So inspire courage. Will that get the people out of the fear trance?
So angry.
Excuse me, Adam, for making you look up rules.
It's like the first time we've made Adam actually have to look up rules. It's good. Usually we're like, we do a dance to impress him. You fail. Damn.
Okay.
You do a dance to impress him.
Is he impressed? No. He should be.
It was a real good dance. Let me just roll. It wasn't. Yes.
Cool. I'll go up to them and I will start playing. Yon dickhead, wait the fuck up. We're fighting a dragon, what needs to get got?
The cleric remains in his state of fear torpor.
Garbage.
Goggles also remains in his state of fear torpor.
Well, I tried. Okay.
You can keep playing that every round if you want, but that's a standard action.
Yeah, okay. That's
I think it lasts for rounds after you finish, though.
Oh, that's cool. So, like, if I stop playing now, next round, they'll have a chance to break out again. Kill.
We should get Clara to do a...
No, 5 rounds after. So, AOE. After you stop singing, the effect keeps happening for five rounds.
Do it three times. Do 3 times in a row.
Yeah. I will.
Don't kill me, again.
No. And that's your standard action.
Punishment, though.
And I guess your move action is to just move towards them.
Yep.
That's your turn.
Cool.
Sorry, Pierce.
Hey, look, that's life.
Clara gets big. Like, real big.
That's good.
Yeah.
Like the size of a dragon.
Could she use her AOE?
Not again. It's only undead.
Let's turn on that. Not turn dragons.
That's me stepping on many dogs.
Yeah, I hear
wah, them. Wah, wah, wah.
That last duck has a bit of fight.
I hated that last duck.
he put in a bit.
Okay. Clara gets really big. She expands in size. She gets that fiery halo, the light coming out of her eyes and mouth.
She's great.
And she charges.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
She grabs the dragon by its neck and punches it once because she, I just remembered, doesn't have her morning star.
Ah, yes.
She deals 5 damage.
Pick up a weapon, idiot.
Can she hear
he
me?
He looks down at you.
Excuse me. Clara.
Pick up a weapon, you
is
silly
Is it my turn
goose.
Almost?
It's Evelyn's turn. Right, sorry.
When it's my turn, I'm going to tell her to do something.
Oh. Yay! Oh, baby darling. Yeah.
She got a critical 60.
Critical 60.
Clara gets to the bottom of the dragon, tears her sword out, takes a couple steps back, and then swings as hard as she can, leaning into the blow. Triple damage, but you drop your weapon. She sends the sword sailing into one of the dragon's eyes.
Oh, good. Got him.
It's blind, that fuckhole.
It's going to be such a fight with the NPCs, do the bulk of the damage, and that's real
good. I love it. It's good. Although, so far, Leo's actually done the most damage.
True.
Oh, and no, he's the weakest.
I don't know. This is going to happen.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Evelyn deals 48... points of damage.
Just out of curiosity, before I told you that I didn't want to attack, how much did Silver Steel do?
Sorry?
I did a lot of damage if I had have attacked, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, well. I got a better idea.
Yeah, well.
It's probably dumber.
We'll see what happens.
Periwinkle?
All right, so Clara's was punching in the face.
Yeah.
She's big enough to hold its head, yeah?
Not really. She grabbed it, but her hand did not fit around its neck. It's still bigger than her.
Oh, no, that's fair. She's big enough, though, to kind of grapple with its head.
A bit, yeah.
Hold its head steady. That's to Clara. And now I'm going to try to jump in its mouth again.
Clara grabs its lower jaw and wrenches it open. Whee! You leap into the dragon's mouth. It swallows you whole.
Am I in its belly? Or
You're
its
in
gullet?
Its neck.
Awesome.
Slowly being swallowed.
Good. As this is happening, tree token.
Grow a mighty
grow
oak.
Grow a tree out
in
of dragon's
mighty
in
oak.
It. In his. My, and it was a mighty oak, not a pissy little pine tree.
You take 8-9 points of damage being crushed in the creature's throat.
That's okay. That's I'm on 24.
I got 26.
Oh, that's good then.
I'll err on my side of caution.
Yeah,
so
good.
Get the extra 2 hit points.
Good, 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 good.
Oh boy.
Come on. Come on, I threw myself into a dragon's mouth. I put a tree in its throat.
Hey, give me a sec.
Oh, come on.
I like to think in the Dungeon Master.
This is why I didn't use it on that guy.
Your players throw some
what
hot.
To do if you want to leave?
What to do when your players stop playing the way you want them to play?
Go to the chapter grab your on books. Hot bullshit.
Close them, pick them up. Stand up from your desk, tuck in your chair, walk out.
Politely thank the players.
Get a new group of friends.
It's going to be good. Oh,
I don't know.
It's a bit of angry book turning here.
Adam's like, I don't know what to fucking do with this information.
It's 264.
He's going to get another book.
Oh, wow. He's pushed away the microphone and turned to another book. I'm not going to be invited back to play another campaign, am I?
He's shaking his head. That's
it. Oh, well, I had a really good time, guys. It's been good.
But see, I don't know. With Adam, this could all be an elaborate ruse.
Yeah, I could now die.
Yeah.
Die.
In which case, it's also been really nice play.
I guess, yeah, look, Kasei Kasai, either way. Motorcycle killer.
Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run away. Ave
Maria.
Oh, he's got another book. Ooh. He just dropped the other book in exasperation.
This is not even a fucking exaggeration. I fucking wish this one.
He's put down the book and now he's turned on the computer to perhaps scour the internet for a rule.
How are you prepared for all of the stuff that Jack threw at you, but not tree gullet?
So, there is a rule that governs what you were doing, but it's a very obscure rule and it interacts with another very obscure rule.
Right.
So the swallow whole rule is currently interacting with the crushing rule.
Yes.
I understand vaguely both of them, but not completely either of them.
So it's not actually about the tree token, whether it would be effective. It's about what happens to me in the throat.
I'm trying to work out how much damage does the dragon's throat need to take before it bursts open? And in that time, how much damage do you take?
Yeah, fair. It's a tree, though.
Mm. Oh, no. The tree's fine.
The tree's going to happen?
The tree's happening.
Yes! If I die, I don't care. I planted a tree in a dragon. That's
pretty good. Hopefully it'll just burst out. You can just pop one out.
Climb out the tree.
Yeah. You just like trach yourself.
Yeah, I can't breathe. Yeah. 12 rounds. 12 rounds.
Just I'm drink, only one drink a health potion and trach yourself.
I could trach myself in the gullet. I'm not going anywhere.
Why don't you get the time?
Yeah, why are you
here? I'll just sit on the tree as it grows and pencil in the throat. lock it in the throat. I could sting my throat, yeah.
It's a Sharpie
point. Where'd you get the tree token from? Who gave it to you? Who sealed the fate of the dragon?
I stole it from...
Bizzlebop.
Biddlecoff.
Yeah, Biddlehoff.
Biddlecoff. I stole that, the locket, and the cloak.
All from him.
That makes me resist acid.
Yeah, everything that he gave you. I mean, maybe not the locket.
The locket's going to help me with the tracheotomy. Yeah. I'm going to sit it in place and, like, pinch the skin
That's
shut.
What you're using to breathe through.
Oh, boy.
So. I feel like this is, like, we need, like, a math board.
Is this a decent impression of Adam when he's like, what is going on? Hang on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like, it's good.
It's calculated bewilderment.
Yeah.
Is how I think it should be described.
All right. So the dragon's neck begins to bulge as if a tree that is 60 foot high with a 40 foot diameter is bulging out of it. You take 11 points of damage in the first round.
That's all right.
So does the dragon. But the dragon doesn't die. You don't die.
No.
Nothing's happened just yet. Then in the second round, leaves are sticking out of the dragon's mouth. Its cool. Eyes are just...
Can we do stuff?
Can I drink a health potion while this is happening?
No.
That's
there's
right,
no room. You're just like crushed up against...
Yeah, true. I can't even do a cheeky track. Yeah. Hey, if I come out of this though, you can heal me once I pop out, even if I'm like staggered.
17 points of damage. Now, no. Wait, that's 28 in total. You're on -2.
Yeah, I figured that out.
Oh,
I'm prepared to die to kill this dragon.
All right. 2 hit points breaks its throat open, and you're safe. 8 hit points kills you.
Hang on. So 2 hit points kills...
On this roll,
yep.
2 hit points will burst open its throat and you are freed. There's 4 dice, so a minimum 4. You're definitely getting out this round. But if you take 8 points of damage...
I'm dead.
You have been crushed to death.
Oh, no.
That's all right. Well, the tree will then burst out of the dragon anyway.
Yeah.
It was nice knowing
you. Oh, yeah, the dragon's dead. You break its head off.
I'm either going to kill the dragon and live, or I'm going to kill the dragon and die.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm pretty happy with those options.
Okay.
I might just sit down.
Can you pass these to Handsome Tom, please?
Oh, fuck no. I don't want to have to do stuff.
Like...
All of them?
All of them.
Just on the table.
Yep.
What do I need less than?
You need less than 8.
You have a very small chance of living here.
Yeah, it's tiny.
I've literally got to roll all ones.
No, if there were, if three of them are twos and one of them is a one.
If I roll a 6, I'm fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Yes.
Yes. Dead.
Dead. Oh, my God.
Oh, Periwink.
Perry. That's so sad.
The dragon's neck explodes in all directions. Its head hits the ground. Its body hits the ground. In its place, a giant blood-red tree stands. Slowly sliding off the top of the tree, wet bits and pieces of, at first you assume the dragon, but then you notice that's Periwinkle's arm.
Oh.
That's one of Periwinkle's feet. Oh. That's Periwinkle's, not head, but face.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Every zombie that hasn't already been killed drops like a marionette with its strings cut. What does this mean for the future of Jaren's Outpost? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Rumble, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at SansPants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to SansPantsRadio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to SansPantsPlus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.